let's review. The Gemara earlier brought two reasons why a messenger bearing a get must say b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechta. Rabba says l'fi she'ein b'kiin l'shma, to ensure that it was written l'shma. Rava says l'fi she'ein edim mitzoyin l'kaimai, to authenticate the signatures so that it cannot be challenged later. The Gemara continues to seek a source to decide the machlokes and cites a later Mishnah. If a messenger is unable to testify, which the Gemara explains refers to a case where he became a deaf mute after having given the get, but before he could testify. At the time of Nesina, his shlichus was valid, but he cannot testify because, as Rashi explains, la bardeya. He's no longer of sound mind. Therefore, in this case, im yeshalav edim iskaim bechesamav, we authenticate the get the usual way by finding witnesses who can confirm the signatures. L'rava nicha l'rabba kasha. According to Rabba, why does it suffice to confirm the signatures? We still need to confirm that it was written l'shma. The Gemara explains that this price is referring to la'achar shalamdu, after the halachas of l'shma became well known, and the only concern is the get's authenticity. However, a yachal leimer, one who can say b'fanei nechtav, is still required to do so, gzeresh ameyachzer davar l'kukulay, as a precaution in the case people in Medina Siyam will once again become ignorant of l'shma. Nevertheless, an eini yachal does not need to testify because pekech v'nischarish milsad l'yishchicha b'legazah b'rabbanon. Unusual cases such as an ordinary person suddenly becoming a deaf mute were not included in this decree. Similarly, Shnaim Sheviu get Medina Siyam. If the husband appoints two agents to deliver the get, they do not need to testify because Uma ilu yemru b'faneinu gersha miloy mehemni, they would be believed if they claimed to have witnessed her divorce. Therefore, if they claim to be agents of the husband, they are also believed and he can no longer challenge the get. Here too, the Gemara explains that we are speaking l'achar shalamdu and yet betrayed the maisigita milsad lo yishchicha, since it is uncommon for two agents to deliver a get, this circumstance was not included in the decree of Shemiyachza Adava Lekukulay. The Gemara points out that other unusual messengers are required to testify. For example, Isha Leishchicha, it is uncommon for a woman to bring her own get to Bezin in the role of a shlech for the husband, and yet, Ha'isha Atzma Mevi'a Gita, Ubovacha Tzicholayme B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechtam, she does need to testify, because Shalei Tachlik B'shlichas, not to differentiate between the various kinds of messengers. However, an Eina Yachal, as Rashi explains, Hutzuch Leimer Elishi Efsher, was not exempted due to his unusual circumstances. Rather, he is incapable of testifying, therefore his get is valid. In regard to the husband, however, Hu Atzmai Shehevi Gitoi, Ein Tzorch Leimer B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam, he is not required to say B'fanei Nechtav if he brings the get from Medina Siyam himself, because our concern is only dilma asi baal ma'ar upasalei, that the husband may later challenge the get. However, hashta minka noket lebiyodei ve'urikum ma'arla, if he brings it himself, we're confident that he will not contest it. The Gemara adds that although we still require the shlech to testify, even la'achar shalamdu, however, the Braisa says, im loy oma b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam v'nisas, if the messenger neglected to testify, and she then married, im niskaim b'chesam av kasher, as long as the signatures are authenticated, it is valid, because as the Braisa concludes, this testimony was meant for her benefit, that we believe the shliach a single witness in order to prevent future challenges. Therefore, anan nekim bin arallah, we certainly do not challenge the get ourselves and have her divorce. The Gemara now discusses before how many the messenger testifies. B'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. B'fnei kama noisnu lo, Rabbi Yechanan b'Reb Chanina, chadama b'fnei beis, v'chadama b'fnei gimel. Rabbi Yechanan holds that he testifies in the presence of two others, while Reb Chanina maintains that he testifies in the presence of three others. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. We've learned in the previous daf that Rabba islay de Rava. Rabba agrees with Rava's reasoning of lafish in edem mitzuyin lekaimai. We need to confirm the signatures. And while a document can only be authenticated before a bezin of three judges, kaimalon b'dirabanan de eid nasadayin. Regarding halachas that are b'dirabanan, a witness can also serve as a judge. Therefore, two judges should suffice because the witness can then serve as the third judge. However, in the case of Bafani Nechtav, there is particular concern according to Reb Chanina. Kiven the Ishak Sher Lehevi Es Haged, Zimnin de Maisi Le Itzav Esam Chalom. Since a woman can serve as a messenger, they might accept her testimony before two judges, even though a woman cannot serve as the third judge. However, Reb Yechanan maintains, Isha Mei Deyadi V'Lesam Chalom. It's well known that a woman cannot serve as a judge, and they will make sure for her to testify before three judges. Therefore, in an ordinary case, where the shlich is a man, we allow him to testify before two judges based on Eid Nasadain. The Gemara brings support to Rabbi Yechanan's position that two judges suffice. Hamevi get mimedina siyam. V'nasnu la v'lo omar la b'fani nechtem yoytzi v'havlad mamzer divri Meir. Rameir says that if a messenger does not testify, a child born from a subsequent marriage is a mamzer. The Gemara explains that Rameir holds any change in the proper procedure for getting invalidates the get and causes a child born of a future union to be a mamzer. However, the Chacham disagree and do not disqualify the child. Rather, he corrects his mistake. He takes the get back and then testifies in the presence of two others when he gives it again. The Gemara next discusses whether he must testify that he witnessed the writing of the entire get. Rabbi Achai, who was appointed to administer gittin, holds tzarch ata lamed al kol ois va'ois. The messenger needs to be present while the entire get is written. However, Rabbi Asi holds lo tzrichas. He does not need to observe the entire writing. Rather, they agree with Rabbi Lazar and afil lo kasvaboy el shita achas lashma. He can testify after seeing only one line written Lishma, and we can then assume that the rest was also written Lishma. The Gemara brings a third opinion. Rav Ashi Amar, afil kan kol masav kama gilta. Even if the messenger only heard the sound of the quill writing on the parchment, we can then assume that it was written Lishma, as the Brisa says, afil hu bebayis b'sefer ba'aliyah, hu ba'aliyah b'sefer bebayis kasher. Even if the messenger was not in the same room as described, he can testify that it was written in his presence. Evidently, this is because he heard him writing. The Braisa adds, "Afila nichnis v'yaitzi kol yom kulei kasher." As the Gemara explains, "Afila denafik l'shuka va'asa." Even if the scribe interrupted his work to visit the market, the get is still presumed lishma, and we do not suspect in the shachrina ashkichei va'amalei. He was commissioned there by someone else to write a get. Rather, we assume he is still writing for the sake of the original woman.